It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and it's a pleasure to welcome to not only KCSN, but also our sister station, thelatinalt.org, Oza Motley, True Ambassadors for Los Angeles. Welcome, guys.
How you doing? Yeah, man. Good to be back.
I just learned, as we were getting ready to come on the air, that CSUN has a special place in the history of Oza Motley in terms of media exposure. Yeah. Do you want to tell the story of how CSUN helped contribute to the media launch of the band that is yes. Oza Motley?
Oh, it was huge. Can I just tell you? The Sundial, the paper here on campus, we played in the square. We've played the square probably about three or four times in our history together, but the first time we ever played there, they took this huge picture. I remember it was Justin and Charlie Tuna on the front. They took this big, huge picture, and they put us on the front page of the Sundial, and that was our second ever write-up about the band in the history.
Woo!
Yeah, you know what?
So that holds a really great spot in our hearts. You know,
today in the history,
have that in the
it's
album.
It's better than
home.
Third. That's a spot.
Yeah,
it's almost first. Now we all know, having come from the label side, that being number two will drive you crazy because you were that close to number one. But we'll live with it. Yeah. We'll take it. It's a great honor.
Our label, as IAPA could tell us, is right. It's we are number one at the label.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah,
yes.
We are number one. We have a label consultant here in the house, and he's telling us we are number one right now. For today, we're number one.
That's my macchiato.
That finger he's using. That's typically not the number one finger.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure you guys were aware of that. I started out and I said, ambassadors. It's funny that. I don't know if it's funny, but it's certainly got to feel special that you, in fact, are going to be named official LA ambassadors, and there's going to be a day named in your honor. Tell us about that. Tell our audience about that.
Well, actually, we've already been having an Oza Motley Day.
Boom!
We've been having it.
Yes. Boom. Boom.
Yeah.
And by his honorable mayor, Villaraigosa, right?
The old guy, the guy before.
Yeah.
And on this special Oza Motley Day, we can park wherever we want
in
the city. Yes. We could just willy-nilly, wherever we want. And we also get free burritos that day.
Free burritos!
Free burritos?
Yeah, yeah. It's on. It's like a special day for us.
At any lunch truck in the city.
Yeah.
We could just walk up. This is my day. I need one of my carne asada right now.
Do you have to have a special card with the city seal?
Everyone knows
us.
Come
on.
We're famous here.
You're players. Yeah. I forgot. You just walk up and immediately the handouts start happening. God bless that. That alone is worth having a musical career, isn't it?
It is.
You have had a career now. I don't know if you know, people always say to me, hey, man, how long have I known you? I've known you years. And I'm like, hey, do you have to make it exact? But you're getting ready to have a significant milestone. You're getting closer and closer to the big round number of 20 years together as a band.
20 años.
Yep.
Yeah. We're 19 next month, actually.
19?
On the 1st of April.
The joke's on us.
Yeah.
So that's the official 19th anniversary.
Yeah. Yes.
It is.
Can you tell me, and this is a broad question, but there has to be something that you learned about each other and learned to deal with that have given you that longevity. And I'm talking in that sense about the internal dynamic of just staying together as a band. What do you attribute to being able to, because I'm watching you today come out here and prepare for this, and the joy and the camaraderie that I'm seeing exhibited is rare. For a band that I know got up at 6 in the morning to go do TV and stuff.
Well, little do you know, we have to take separate limos here, you know, because we hate each other that much. But I'm glad you appreciate the camaraderie. No, it's interesting because for a band to have lasted this long, it is truly a blessing. And, I mean, just walking up here today, I was just saying, you know, Raul, it's crazy how lucky we are to still be together and still making music together. And Oza Motley is now obviously kind of, we're in the pantheon of bands here in LA, and it's such an honor, you know? And,
it is.
And all I can do be is appreciative.
I think we still love playing music, and we're lucky that this was the thing that happened where we could do that. And I think when we get together, that's what you see. You know, you see us still wanting to play music. And I think as long as that's going on, we'll continue to go.
And just watching you as you rehearsed and prepared and figured out the room that you were going to be working in, just seeing how you wanted to totally invigorate the songs you're going to perform today and how you were throwing back ideas. Nothing is by rote with Oz Motley. Every performance, you bring the moment to. It's a real joy to see.
It's more fun. I mean, and I think in every situation is different. So like today I haven't played an acoustic guitar. There's no drum set. There's what can we do to make it, you know, sound good? We still care about it. And I think it's fun. It's fun to figure all that out.
Well, the album is Place in the Sun, and it is being released today. And we're going to talk about that album release and things you have going on later on in the day. But we've talked about your love of music. I'm now going to hold your feet to the fire and it's make you prove that statement by playing some music for our audience. What do you want to start out and play for today on KCSN?
Today we're going to start out with a single on the new record, Place in the Sun. It's called Brighter, co-written by Dave Stewart of Eurythmics fame and many other productions, and happy to be working with him. This one is called Brighter.
Love you, music. I love you. Our love for music, we're showing it.
Yeah, here we
go. Don't we love music, guys?
Yeah!
After this.
Raise your head, embrace your power. Through the cloudy days, times of pain, even showers. Make it through the night, feel the light, feel the fire. Are we headed for oblivion? One in a million. Love is the moment that we're living in. Feel the hope, feel the heart, feel the light. And we'll make it through the night. Oh,
wake's gonna get much lighter.
It's 88.5 KCSN and the Latin Alternative, and we are having a great time with Oza Motley live in session. The eighth record, official record, I guess, the eighth album from Oza Motley, Place in the Sun, is being released today. And you're going to celebrate, as every person who understands the importance of a real record, by doing a performance later today at Amoeba at 6 p.m., right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Actual record store.
Yeah.
In store performance.
A physical document with a number of songs curated artfully together to make an album.
You guys are so
old. A complete work.
Yeah.
You guys are old.
Yeah, I'm old school, so but I graduated.
Just give me the song, man. Just give
I did it, so you got me up there.
I just want the one song I like.
Well, speaking of which, we just heard the first track that you released to radio, Brighter, and
You think it's got potential?
Yes, I do, but it begins, it threw me a curveball because it begins with the lyrics. Some say we're headed for oblivion, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm not thinking up-tempo when that's the first line of a song.
Well, that's because I think I'm the dark little cloud in the band.
Was that it?
Yeah.
And then the rest of the band had to remind you that the music and the spirit of music that you create was going to provide an antidote to that outlook.
Well, we did get together with Dave Stewart, who all of his songs were real downers too, but they, you know, they had a really happy beat to them, and that's what kind of works.
So in fact, it wasn't until all of you collaborated that you, who's going to just walk around with that cloud over your head.
Yeah. As you is the Robert.
Wait a minute. The chorus, it brings it around. Yeah. It's just somebody who's down.
He joins
it's getting
Oza
brighter,
again.
You know? And it's just, all right, this is basically what I'm telling my kids, you know? Because, you know, around them, I'm really happy.
Just when he plays music, you know, he's super sad.
When I play music with his band, but anyway. So it's really awesome. I just tell them, you know, don't worry, man. He just had his heart broken. They had a bad grade in their homework. And I'm just telling them, don't worry, man. It's going to get brighter. They watch TV. They see a bunch of things that are kind of sad. And this is the things that I tell my kids. That's all it is.
But it is also the true statement, the true believers that you are, that it's not just some sort of, you know, sentimentality, that you believe that music is a language and it is a spiritual medicine, that it really can help and influence our lives on a daily and hourly basis, depending on how much music you listen to, I guess. Is that safe to say?
It's one of the most basic functions for humans, you know, since the beginning of we've been around. And it's a beautiful thing, and it expresses so much. And for us, we've always been a joyous band. You know, when people come and see us play, it's like they're going to get rhythm, they're going to get energy. And for us, it is healing. And when we meet fans, like, it's not only going to be fun today for releasing a record, but at Amoeba Play, we're going to meet some fans. You know, our fans are very important to us. They're going to be there. We're going to get to hang with them. They're going to get the new CD. We're going to take pictures and sign. And for us, that's always a reminder. You know, this is why we do it.
Now, that's wonderful. It is that community that you build. It can be 5, it can be 10, it can be 5 million, but it's still a community that Oza Motley is part of and cares deeply about. When you talk about the music and it being a language, you've played just about everywhere, I would assume, by now. Are there any continents or countries that you have not played?
Madagascar.
Madagascar?
We played Madagascar.
No, wait, well, we played like half a song.
No, we played a show.
We played shows before. We played shows before.
Remember we played in that funky
hotel?
You know where we haven't been? Moscow. That's where we haven't
played
been.
Russia.
We haven't played Russia yet. But we've been to, I think we counted, what was it, over 40-something? 47? 49?
And we've been to every continent.
Yes, we have been.
Except Antarctica.
And Iceland. We haven't been to Iceland or Greenland yet.
Antarctica. Yeah, I don't know.
I heard there's a pretty hardcore Latin alternative scene.
In Antarctica. Yeah, that's good.
They keep it real.
They can listen to the latinalt.org if they want. We can bring the music to them. I'm going to talk about the not just the cultural influence, but the way you as a collective unit really have just decided that every kind of music is Oza Motley music. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's play another song. Did you guys remember to learn another song?
Yeah, we
for
did.
Today?
We did. We remembered.
We're going to step up the game, though. We're going to step up the game now.
Me remembered.
What key is this in?
Oh, This is a good one.
Key of Love.
Oh, there it is. C-sharp. Yeah, that one. That one. Yeah, there it is. Okay.
Key of X, Vato.
B sharp.
What's the name of this one?
Paleta.
It's 88.5 KCSN and the Latin Alt.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Así.
Yeah, say lollipop, lollipop, 100 flavors you can cop. Palatero, make it drop, get it, don't stop. Tell the DJ, make it instant replay. Strawberry and coconut and even chocolate. Avocate, tell the people to get up and throw their hands in the air, cause this is a porte. Press our shit a tit and we don't care. Take your latte, wine and biscotte. Lead this function quick, it's getting grimy in this porte. Come on.
Come tu paleta, come una paleta. Come dos, come tres, come tu paleta. Come una paleta, come una paleta. Come dos, come tres, come tu paleta.
Retumbando en la troca y va a haber acción. Está brincando esa madre con loca pasión.
Yeah, yeah. Say lollipop, lollipop, every hood to every block. On that grind, get that guap, Paletero, don't stop. Tell your neighbor, got 100 flavors. Mango, melon, tamalendo, limon, almost anything that you're my savor. Party favors, tell the people to go nuts, pump, pump it up, and make it raver. Press us ain't allowed, so just tell them haters later. Do me a favor, get crazy in this function, and remember, tip your waiter.
Come tu paleta, come una paleta. Come tres, come tu paleta. Come tu paleta, come una paleta. Come dos, come tres, come tu paleta.
Paleta, 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 paleta.
Si te gusta la paleta, levanta las manos. Levanta las manos, levanta las manos. Si te gusta la paleta, levanta las manos. Levanta las manos, levanta las manos.
Oso Matli, más éxitos.
It's 88.5 KCSN and thelatinalt.org. And of course, as just heard, I hope you figured out by now that Oso Matli is doing a live session with us here on KCSN and thelatinalt.org. Certainly the joy coming from this room into the airwaves is being felt everywhere. Much is made of the cultural influence that Oso Matli has, but since day one, you've been a musical genre blender. That from the very beginning, there wasn't a kind of music that you weren't going to try to incorporate and recognize in your music. How did you know? How does a band get together and say from day one, we're going to infuse this, that, and the other thing and make it all work from a musician standpoint?
It was a jam session. I mean, really, it was. It was the being able to sit with, back then, you know, 12 other guys that are, were really open to just do anything, to try anything, and just really risk artistically, musically, you know, and that was what did it all, you know, and it was meaningful. It was always like we had something to do for somebody. There was always, whether it was for some cause, whether it was for the Zapatistas that we did a lot of stuff for, or it was for a homeless shelter, or if it was for something. And it was meaningful. Everybody was there and you could see it. Before that, I was just playing a bunch of gigs, man. And I...
So that sense of purpose, the sense of purpose, you know, has informed the songs and certainly the performance. When you take that and you get ready to create a record, and again, yes, there I am. I'm old school. I'm talking about an album. When you have so many, vinyl is making a huge comeback. You can get vinyl at Whole Foods now.
At Amoeba. You can get Place in the Sun on vinyl. Woo! We made some.
We just signed some.
Yes.
So when it comes time to go into the studio, when you have such broad abilities and capabilities to play any and all kinds of music, how do you determine what is going to be some of the directions you move in, or is it just whatever moved you as you got closer to that day and time when you were heading into a studio? How does the studio process differ from perhaps the live performance?
It varies, man. It's just like it's so different every time. So I think the best thing, like if you're in this band, is just not hold on to any specific way that it should go down. Because sometimes it's us in a room, sometimes it's someone with another writer, sometimes it's small groups, and it's always different. And whatever motivations people have, you know, it just ends up, that's what ends up on the record, and that's cool. And so it's never the same. It's never I never know what it's going to be like in the end. And that journey is up and down. You know, you write songs, some are great, some are not. Like, you write some more, some are great, some are not. And that whole up and down of creating music together and what ends up is always its own thing. And every record is just kind of, this is what we ended up with.
But you mentioned the ups and downs. The band itself, it hasn't always been bright and sunny for the band. There have been ups and downs. There have been trials and tribulations.
We're humans. there's ups and downs all the time in our personal lives, in our relations with one another. I think we've done the best we could to keep it together, to keep our relations, you know, on a positive level, and to be able to keep making music. I think I said it before that. I think that the motivation for why we're all in this room is because we love to play music. Whether it was in this band or not, we want to play music. And this has become the vehicle and one of them, you know, that's strong and that still is a huge thing in our lives. And so that's why we're here.
Are there times when, and I'm sure there are many times, and I know that probably every Ozo Motley song, even as evidenced as how you've arranged them for today versus tomorrow versus tonight, I'm sure that at this point in your career, there could be the possibility of every single Ozo Motley song being played a bit differently every single time. Have there been any shows that you can remember, other than, of course, back those shows here at the Square where they pretty much launched your career? Can you remember certain shows where you thought this band has never played better and this crowd has never been better? Think about a few of the shows you did where you cannot believe that here you were playing this show. Name some of the high points of
I got one. I got one. Well, actually, it's two of them, but they're kind of connected. And it had to do with part of our ambassador work, you know? And one of them was in Kathmandu, Nepal. The other one was in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. And I think that the two things that resonate with both of those gigs is that we're going into these countries with maybe a handful of people knowing who Ozo Motley is. You know, the majority, obviously, the mass majority of people don't know who we are. All they know is that there's a band from L.A. coming, playing. And the beauty of it, I think, for us, or at least for me personally, is that with that complete no knowledge of the band's history, of the band's discography, of anything, yet our music was able to resonate with those people and bring joy.
We're kids that never got stuff handed to us. You know, we always had to work for what we've gotten. You know, even with music, we had to like find a school. A lot of us had to find schools to get music into our lives that had that opportunity, you know? And so I think that's just kind of in us. And we want to please the audience. We feel like we're servants to the people that we're playing for. So we always kind of try to figure out where's that bridge between us and who we're playing for that we can figure out to have a really good time.
Well, you're doing a capable job of it today. So why don't we deliver? You got one more for us where I have a feeling, knowing that this is the last song you're going to play today, that you're going to surprise yourselves as well as our audience.
I think this is the first time we've ever played this tune. Yeah.
So you are going to surprise yourselves, literally.
Let's hope it goes well.
We can surprise ourselves to getting through it.
Surprise.
Yeah. Well, let's get through it.
A little, you know, danger is always welcome here at 88.5 KCSNN, thelatinauth.org. It's Ozo Motley live on the air.
Clap your hands up there.
Justin, put your sunglasses on. Oh, they're on. Good, good. You got to have those on for this song.
Sings better.
Now he's invisible.
Now I'm good. Now I'm good.
Yeah. Woo! Here we go.
Howdy do, everybody get ready, time to cut loose. Rock to the rhythm, lace up your shoes. All over the world, get going. Do you? LA, turn up the party. Worldwide, let's get started. London, Brazil, Japan, New York, get wild in Amsterdam. Come on, just feel it. Rage on, touch the ceiling. Rock on, y'all feel me? Block party to a rooftop, did it? Come on, get it every minute. People in the place, get it till you feel it. All on your face, the feeling is show. Strap on your laces and get ready to go.
Strap on your laces, people, get ready to go. Get ready to go. So many people and places, get ready to go.
Hit the floor to the Taj Mahal, energy outpour. Let's go, East low, send the low low, cruise up the coast. San Fran, fly to Japan, Shibuya to Thailand. Feel the energy, rock star, eat, pray, love, memoir. Come on, just feel it in your soul, everybody wheel it. Blast off, everybody,
intergalactic planetary
life. Live it to the fullest. Party people rock and roll and go get it. All on your face, the feeling it shows. Strap on your laces and get ready to go.
Strap on your laces, people, get ready to go. Get ready to go. So many people in places, get ready to go. Get ready to go. And say, ah, ah, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. And say,
amazing.
We made it.
We made it.
Best
we did
time
it.
We've ever performed.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
It was
what
the coffee.
Think?
Yeah, I think I agree. We're actually in agreement. Yeah.
In 19 years, I will ask you, what do you remember as the best song you played on that one time you were on the station with us? Well, God willing that we're both we're all here in 19
here,
years.
Here
well, it doesn't do it justice to call them a band. It's a celebration of life and music that is Ozo Motley. And tonight, we invite all our listeners and fans, and perhaps not fans, people that just need to come and feel the great celebration that is Ozo Motley, tonight at 6 p.m. at Amoeba, where you guys will be, I know, rifling through the racks like kids in a candy store. And then on May May 3rd, Greek Theater. You're getting together with Los Lobos, yourselves, and El Mariachi El Bronx for what's going to be another tremendous, tremendous live performance, one in which I'm definitely going to come out because that's the way you have a real Cinco de Mayo celebration is with you guys. We can't thank you enough for coming by, you know, both for KCSN. And as we talked earlier today, it's very meaningful for you to be part of the LatinAlt.org, the Latin alternative format that we've launched here, because you truly are icons. You've cut down a lot of those proverbial trees to form the path to the Latin alternative. So it means a lot that you're here today.
We're pioneers, my friend. Yes. We're pioneers.
And happy to be here.
Yeah. And I love that chicken.
And you know what? I'll follow you. I'll get on the boat. They may say the world is flat, but I will get on the boat with you and test that theory.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Well, thanks for coming by today. It's Ozomatli live on 88.5 KCSN and the Latin Alt.
Thank you.